Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. Today, expect sunny skies across most of Israel, with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa will see similar conditions, perfect for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, a pleasant night is expected, bringing a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, according to France 24, French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot condemned Israel's strikes on Lebanon earlier today, calling them unacceptable after 182 people were killed. Also, Ynet reports that Hezbollah fired rockets towards northern Israel earlier today. The IDF responded with strikes on Beirut. French President Macron warns these actions threaten the ongoing ceasefire. Also this hour, JNS reports Prime Minister Netanyahu described the Iran ceasefire as a way station for war objectives. He denied claims of being blindsided by Washington. Separately, I-24 News notes, the IDF continues operations in Lebanon as the ceasefire does not include the Hezbollah front. Israel remains on high alert for violations. And finally, Forward reports Israel struck Hezbollah targets in Lebanon previously, despite a fragile U.S.-Iran ceasefire. Here's what people are saying online. I-24 News_EN reports just minutes ago that Hezbollah has launched multiple rocket attacks towards northern Israel. Al-Arabiya Eng posted minutes ago about residents cleaning up debris in Beirut. Lebanon has declared a national day of mourning after over 200 people were killed by Israeli strikes. Ariel Osseran shared moments ago images of the aftermath of an Israeli strike on the Casmier Bridge near Tyre. Let's go deeper, starting with the French condemnation. France 24 highlighted that Foreign Minister Barrot criticized Israel's recent actions in Lebanon. The strikes reportedly killed 182 people, raising tensions significantly. This response from France underscores the fragile nature of the ceasefire in the region. Turning to Hezbollah's actions, Ynet reports that Hezbollah launched rockets at northern Israel, claiming it was in response to Israeli ceasefire violations. The IDF retaliated with strikes on Beirut. France warns the situation is volatile and could unravel the truce. Meanwhile, according to JNS, Prime Minister Netanyahu called a two-week ceasefire with Iran a way station for broader conflict goals. Netanyahu emphasized that Israel was informed of the truce by Washington. This indicates ongoing strategic planning by Israel amid regional uncertainties. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reports that despite halting strikes on Iran, the IDF remains active in Lebanon. The ceasefire does not apply to Hezbollah, keeping tensions high. Israel's alertness highlights the delicate nature of this temporary peace. Finally, Forward notes a fragile ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran. However, Israel continues to target Hezbollah in Lebanon. This dual approach demonstrates the complexity of the regional dynamics and potential for escalation. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that after months of disputes, Israel's Arrow 3 missile defense system received a procurement boost. This move signals a commitment to national defense amid ongoing threats. Separately, Mariv highlights France's financial move against the U.S. After disagreements, France reclaimed its gold reserves from the U.S., coinciding with record prices. This action reflects tensions on the financial front between the two nations. And finally, from Walla, Israel's Iron Dome celebrates 15 years since its first interception. The system, developed by Rafael, continues to be a crucial part of Israel's defense strategy, especially during conflict periods. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.